This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2075. Don't Be Fooled by Zoom Chemistry, Part 1, by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and I'm so glad to have you here with me today as we take more steps towards improving our relationships. And helping me do that today are Orna and Matthew Walters, a married couple who coach others to find the love that they have. This post is very appropriate for the times, as so many relationships that started digitally are now getting the chance to thrive in person. Matthew and Orna want to help you do it right, though. So let's hear what they have to say and start optimizing your life. Don't be fooled by Zoom chemistry. 7 mistakes to avoid when meeting for the first time. Part 1 by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. You've been talking over Zoom, and things have been fun and flirty. You're feeling Zoom chemistry. You're starting to feel like you two know each other. It's easy to think that this relationship has legs. Now that the world is opening back up with more and more people getting vaccinated, the next step is meeting for the first time in person. Your expectations for meeting for the first time can say a lot about what happens next. Meeting for the first time in person is different when you've already spent time getting to know each other over Zoom. You believe you're meeting with someone you know and not a total stranger. Without knowing it, you probably feel more hopeful because you've already created a connection and want it to work out between the two of you. Particularly through the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's likely you were vulnerable with one another over Zoom. You both opened up and shared things, created a bond, and in your mind and possibly in your heart, it's already a relationship. Your expectations may have you invested in this person being the one. So we caution you to be aware of the traps you can fall into. Meeting over Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, or any other video chat is smart anytime, not just during a worldwide pandemic. You can identify that the person really is who they say they are. You can interact and discover a lot about each other. Are these discoveries really the things that matter to make love last? Technology has made it easier to connect with other singles looking for love than in any other time in history. However, meeting via video technology has certain limitations that you must be aware of, particularly if you're looking out for soul-satisfying, long-lasting love. Don't be fooled by Zoom chemistry. 7 mistakes to avoid when meeting for the first time. Don't jump in too quickly. Beware of Zoom chemistry and do not go exclusive before meeting for the first time. The connection you feel via video chat may not translate to real life. We want to caution you against planning a long romantic date when meeting for the first time in person. The truth is, you don't know if that chemistry will translate to real life. So much of attraction is chemical, so it requires all of your senses. The spark of attraction only truly exists when you share the same physical space together. You cannot forego this important ingredient for lasting love. Down the road as a couple, you'll have challenges to face, and without that chemistry in the beginning, there is no glue to hold the relationship together. About 1/3 of our clients have come to us after a divorce from the person they tried to make it work with without chemistry. Marrying your best friend works only if you want to be physically intimate with that person from the get-go. A current client of ours enrolled in coaching with us after spending 5 years in an on-and-off relationship with a man who she knew was a good man. He's kind and thoughtful, and he really does love her. However, she didn't feel an attraction to him, and they rarely shared physical intimacy after the first couple of months together. When the world shut down and they quarantined together, it became clear that friendship was not enough to sustain the stress on their relationship. When meeting for the first time, see if your budding relationship includes the desire for something more. Nothing is real until you meet in person. Several years ago, we had a client who did not heed our warnings about Zoom chemistry. He developed a relationship with a woman who lived in another country over Skype. He was convinced this was true love. They planned a 2-week trip together in her country, and he was so sure she was his soulmate. As soon as he saw her at the airport, he knew he'd made a mistake. And now they had 2 weeks to spend together. It turned out to be an expensive fantasy, not just monetarily, but also with time and effort. It was a difficult experience for him because he longed to share his life with someone. Even if you've spent hours video chatting, have shared your sacred secrets, and convinced yourself you two are in it to win it, you still don't know if you're going to have that spark of attraction when the two of you are together in person. When meeting for the first time, treat it as an opportunity to see if the rush of feelings and chemistry translates to real life. Then you can plan a romantic date together and begin to discover if the two of you are a values match. Beware of filling in the blanks. Are you aware that your brain fills things in for you? Ever see one of those misspelled memes on social media and feel proud that you can read it? These are usually set up with the expectation that only the smartest people can accomplish this task. Here's the deal. Everyone's brain fills in the blanks. Some brains do it faster than others, and that's the only difference from one person to the next. Ever talk with someone on the phone, eventually meet them in person, and discover they don't appear as you imagined? Or perhaps this happened when meeting a friend of a friend that you've heard a lot about, or going on a blind date. Usually, your awareness of having filled in the blanks only kicks in when the imaginary person in your mind's eye doesn't match the person standing in front of you. Your brain is wired for your survival, and it takes a shortcut guiding you toward what is familiar. It utilizes the law of association, clumping things together and deciding, this is like that. This allows you to make quick decisions without gathering a ton of information. Basically, your brain clumps things together to make you more efficient. The longing and desire for a life partner, a soulmate, will drive your mind to fill in the blanks in a positive fashion. This process is unavoidable because it is a function of your survival. However, you can bring this process into your conscious awareness and heed our warning. Nothing is real until you meet in person. Set yourself up with little to no emotional investment through video connections and hold off on any future plans of a relationship until you know what it's like to be in the same room with a potential match. A client recently came to us after ending a 4-month Zoom relationship. Her date was more comfortable sharing his intimate thoughts and feelings virtually and didn't want to meet in person at all. She realized that she had created an emotional connection in her mind that didn't exist in real life. When meeting for the first time in person, don't bring your fantasies and expectations along with you. See the person as they show up for you in the moment. You'll be able to evaluate the person better and potentially avoid heartache. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Don't Be Fooled by Zoom Chemistry, 7 Mistakes to Avoid When Meeting for the First Time, by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And a very mindful, cautionary start from the Walters. I really like where this post is going. I love the reality it's grounded in, especially that note about how our desire for love can lead us to create very high hopes and benefits of the doubt, I guess, when it comes to people we've not yet met in person, particularly those who seem to be more on the mysterious side. There's nothing wrong with enjoying this fantasy, and I think that should be really emphasized. In fact, it's rather beneficial for some of us. However, when we become lost in fantasy, perhaps so lost that we've convinced ourselves of the realities of a person who we haven't even met yet, well, that's when we need to start being careful. So, do mind that balance. There is a lot more in tomorrow's second part, so I'm going to duck out of this one now and save more of my commentary for our next episode after we finish the entirety of this post. So again, take these lessons with you and get ready for more tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.